Thank you, Brent. Okay, are you awake? Good. As I was sitting listening to the brothers who were introducing to you youth in the scripture, I said to myself, there is no greater honor that God could bestow upon anyone than to make him a Christian. I don't know if you ever thought of it this way. To be a Christian, it's such an honor, such a prestige, such an elite position. In the first lecture, I hope you realized that you, as a young Christian, is a priest. A very high-ranking position. The people go to seminaries and pay a lot of money to obtain it. It's given to you. You are a priest, a person who is able to offer to God worship and prayer. It's yours. And in the second lecture, I hope you realize that you belong to Boaz. I appreciate the comment. I think Benjamin made it. That it's not only that the field is Boaz, it's not only the well is Boaz, but the young men are Boaz. And what an honor it is to belong to the wealthy, mighty man of wealth. In him there is strength. To say, I work in the field of Boaz. I am one of Boaz's ministers. So you're not only a priest, you are a minister. Such a great position. To be minister in some kind of form of government, or if you are in the United States, you will be a secretary of something, such a great honor. And if you are in England and you belong to the Queen's Court, and you are minister of the Queen, that's some prestigious thing. You, who belong to the Lord Jesus, have that position. And in the third lecture, I hope you realize that you are a Navy SEAL. A prestigious thing in the military. If you belong to David, you are one of those elite 400 men. Men who are trained very well to go and accomplish a mission. If you want to hear or know some of their names, you could turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. There are 37 of them in there. And you could read about them. The Tekoamonite, the first guy, 800 men, got them. After him, Eleazar, man who had the sword in his hand, cleaved to his hand, and the Lord brought victory. Shammah, man stood in a little piece of lintel, defended the land. The Lord brought victory. Abishai, the brother of Joab. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada. Asahel, the brother of Joab. And I could go on. 37 SEAL that belong to David. And if you are a Christian, as far as the military ranking is concerned, you have that privilege. And if you think this is great enough, I'll give you another one. You are also in the diplomatic court. You are an ambassador. And if you don't believe me, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
You are an ambassador. You live in a foreign land to represent your Lord, to represent your sovereign. And when everybody is trying to work very hard to fit in, you need to work very hard to stand out. Let me repeat that one more time. When everybody is trying to work hard to fit in, you need to work hard to stand out, because you are an ambassador for Christ. You are here to represent Christ. You are here to speak about the interest of Christ. And it is a job of young men. And I was very happy when Brother Sam said that even Caleb was a young man. He's 85 years old. I feel good. I think I'm a baby then. He was so happy to say, I am as strong as I was. And I am willing to take and further advance the cause of the Lord. You might say, well, that sounds good. Are we really ambassador? I'm in school. I'm in college. I work. Am I a Navy SEAL or a priest? My circumstances are a little bit different. So turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. And in your Bible, I want you, if you have a pencil with you, I want you to underline that verse that I'm going to read to you. Philippians chapter 1. In verse 12. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12. I want you to underline that verse. But I would ye should understand, brethren. I want you to understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out, rather, unto the furtherness of the gospel. The things that happened to me caused the gospel to advance more. Let me read it from Mr. Darby's translation. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12. But I would have you know, brethren, that the circumstances in which I am have turned out rather for the further of the glad tidings. What are you saying, Paul? What I'm saying is this, that when I was in any city, the gospel will advance. When I went to the synagogue, the gospel was advanced. When I was in a house, the gospel was advanced. And when I was working with my own hand making tents, the gospel was advanced. And when I was in prison, the gospel was advanced. All my circumstances, everything caused the gospel to advance. Let me ask you a question.